Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn up 3.5 cents at 324.25. July beans up 2.5 cents at 847.5, and July wheat up 4 cents at 501. Currently, we've got crude oil up 54 cents a barrel. We haven't seen these prices since April before the crash. So we're getting back to areas where we're seeing a pickup in demand on ethanol, gasoline. All the states have opened up with the exception of Connecticut to some extent. And we're probably seeing more people on the road. And the stock market rallied 900 points yesterday. So, you know, a healthy economy certainly helps the grains. I mentioned in my email last night that I thought it was positive that crude and the Dow were rallying for the grain markets in general. The beans have been led up by the bean oil, which I don't think is necessarily a good sign out here. I much prefer seeing the beans being led up by the meal. But the funds are long, about 25,000 contracts of beans. And if we can get some good technical indicators in the next couple of days, we'd see more buying there. The funds are short about 200,000 contracts of corn. They might be in a little bit of trouble here. We've had over eight inches of rain in the month of May in Chicago. We've got the Willis Tower, formerly the Sears Tower. Their basement flooded and took out their electrical vault. The Riverwalk's been washed out temporarily. A lot of flooding. The pictures I'm seeing from around the country show very heavy flooding out here. So I don't know that that's a game changer. The rains in a lot of places are helping the crop, but there's an awful lot, I think, that may need to get replanted after we get done with these rains. Crop planting, we've got 80% of the corn in, 53% of the beans in, both ahead of averages. So I think we'll get this corn in the ground, but there could be some problems with replanting out here. The Europeans, the Russians, Ukrainians, all are experiencing dry weather. They may be looking to shave a little bit off their wheat crops, but we still have an awful lot of worldwide wheat to chew through here. The dollar's down another 14 ticks. That's helpful. We're at 99.54, but we really need to see the dollar like 93 to 90 cents to really see some kind of pickup in exports out here. We didn't see any Chinese buying this morning, but you know, overall, I think the Chinese will be in the market when they want to, and they love buying breaks, so maybe they'll buy some wheat in here. Really don't see much else. I think we can see a little bit higher day with the rains out here and the flooding that we're seeing, and hopefully that'll cause a little more short covering in the corn market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.